Greetings, friends, and welcome to I Think Speech. I am Hazel Archer Ginsburg. And way back when I decided to first start doing these podcasts, the inspiration came from an idea that sprang up around doing this thing that came to be called the 1010 Thought Seed Project. And really, it came about as this idea of creating a group thought form around the Earth as a star. So we took a verse by Herbert Hahn and started working with that. And it's really for this idea of thinking light. And from working with that, deciding to develop the other two soul qualities of a feeling and willing. So wrote some verses really kind of imitating what Herbert Hahn had done and then reversing them so that what we're wanting to create with our thought form is actually viewed as having become manifested. So if you look, scroll down and you look at the very beginning of this podcast, you'll see the first, I think, four or five of these episodes are all about creating this positive egregore, right? It's this idea that if many souls, if many human beings are working together to create the same sort of visualization, that it becomes very powerful. You know, the Buddhists have been using that kind of principle for a long time to work with world peace. And it's the same sort of thing. Well, it's been a while since I've talked about this. It's something that I like to do every day, 10:10 in the morning. And if I'm around and up at night, 10:10 in the evening. And you can do that wherever you are. Whenever 1010 comes around, or you know, whenever you think about it, it's a great way of just really just creating this visualization that the Earth is a star, and all of us are, our souls are all shining to make this Earth into a healing place, a sacred space. So yeah, you can tune into those to find out more about what that was all about and how to plug into that. But I wanted to bring a sort of an addendum to that, you know, because you don't want to always just do the same thing. You always want to keep it fresh. You want to make sure that it's living. So I wrote up this little thing that I'm calling the 1010 Thought Seed Meditation. So it's sort of like a little guided meditation that helps us get into the seasonal energies that we can apply to this egregore. So yeah, I invite you to clear your mind of whatever is filling it and, you know, really just live into the word. You know, make yourself comfortable as we open to the light and share the air. Taking a deep breath and filling your belly, thrilling your lungs. Yeah, let's just let our bodies sink deep and relax. Letting the light enter through your breath. And set the rhythm with your heartbeat. And as your awareness is internalized, fully connected with the breath of life, gently moving through the light in you, make all your senses alert to this life force. Yeah, clear whatever's in the way so that we can enjoy its power and perfect simplicity. Feel the sustaining energy behind every spark of light in every breath. Feel the life force coursing through your cells, your thoughts. And when you're ready, feel yourself becoming a vessel, a channel open to the abundant potency pouring into this planet from the heart of the sun that we all share. Feel the honey gold radiance of the sun infusing your will with the power to manifest loving thoughts, words, and deeds. Reach out with your heart self and let your light-filled thinking attract and connect with the radiant, golden, healing energy of our day star as its power merges with our ripening hearts. Yeah. Can you feel the balance in this loving energy? Yeah, and then I'm, you know, just open your imagination to this picture of your feet sprouting thick, limber roots that pull this pure, illuminated love deep into the core of our earth, infusing all life with the brilliance of connective intelligence. This connective intelligence, this cognitive intelligence, this imaginative thinking that can heal all fear, all hate, all doubt, oxidizing all disease in the root rays of the solar power, harmonizing with our earth made sacred, glowing like a sun. And remember that you are unique in the light that fuels your particular and unique and beautiful gifts. And when we all add our divine sparks together, we fuel the fires of transformation to create positive change. As we ourselves are intertwined, we feel this circle of life forming a wholeness in the sun heart, beating in rhythm with the pulse of our Mother Earth. We know we are all beacons of this vivid starburst of evolution. Yeah, so look around this amazing world with your mind's eye and see the fields ripe with the end of summer's abundance. Find yourself in the center of this richness, holding a large willow basket, eager to begin your autumn harvest. Step first into an expanse of sweet corn. See the tall, regal, green and yellow stalks. Observe a ripe golden ear, which seems to be reaching out to you. Under its wispy silk, kernels sparkle like precious gold shining through. Let it remind you of your own riches, both tangible and intangible. Go ahead, reach out and pick this ear of corn and put it in your basket. And then leave the cornfield and enter an apple orchard. See the beauty of these trees, these magnificent symbols of the great goddess herself. Feel the fullness of her boughs, the ripeness of her ruby red apples, the fruit of knowledge. Reach up, way up, and pick two. Put one in your basket and eat the other one. Taste and enjoy this perfect fruit. For in this gracious garden, tasting the fruit of knowledge is never forbidden. Now move now toward an onion field, which beckons to you. Once green, now browning spikes point up to you, tempting you to dig below. Pull gently, and the ground gives birth to an iridescent opal bulb full of body and character and strength. a vegetable with the power to make you feel the beauty of your tears of joy. Good, add this to your growing harvest. Notice ahead the thick bushes of ripened raspberries. Yeah, there's sharp brambles protecting their precious succulent garnets. Ah, the juicy nectar of these berries reminds you of your humanness, your ability to feel, express, and extend all that is sweet and loving and honest to others. Take your time here and pick plenty of these supple jewels for your basket. Step away now and look around you. Find that particular patch of fruits or vegetables that calls to you. Enter, admire its offerings. Select a precious jewel of your own to harvest. Choose a ripened resource that will sustain you in the upcoming time of cold and darkness. Glean some warmth and light and savor its presence. With your arms now laden, your basket full of bountiful treasures, it's time to rest. Take your harvest to a clover-covered knoll in the still warm rays of the sun just beyond and sit and bask in the glory of its healing warmth. Rest in contentment, knowing you have gathered in all that you need to give you strength and balance, peace and nourishment in the winter nights to come. And put yourself back in the sky now. Become the sun once again and shine down upon yourself and your hearty harvest. Absorb the energy of the fruits of your labors. Bless the seeds you planted in the spring and nurtured to fruition through the summer. Become one with the spiritual sun. Shine down upon all that is good and giving. Spread the light of hope and peace, love and understanding to all you shine upon. Everything you have touched with your luminous rays is vibrating in harmony in the eternal truth of your authentic self. Now work to integrate and cultivate these blessings received, open to the vision of your divine self in the wholeness of your heart soul. Dear friends, know in truth that we can resolve to act on our own unique life purpose and make it ever more real, ever more whole, joining our gifts together to make the light ever stronger, ever more healing and whole. Feeling this reality gradually, bring your experience to the present once again, to the here and now. Yeah, feel your body refreshed and renewed here and now in your room, in your sacred space. Know that you are sacred. Know you are here for a reason. And gently, joyfully, when you're ready, open your cosmic and earthly senses to see and be the unity of your community. Know in your heart of hearts that the journey we've taken together, whether near or far, in the flesh or through the net, is full of effulgent, effective power, which we manifest for ourselves and for our earth. A healing harvest of love's light. Blessed be. So just a little something to bring to a 10-10 or every moment is an opportunity Thank you. Peace.